Welcome aboard. It's the Bob Muscatel Show, and oh boy, we love welcoming in Dan Schlossberg for another Travel Thursdays chat. And Danny, of course, a terrific author. He's written so many books, including the new baseball Bible, which is by my side every morning when I do the show, because I can refer to it and grab some little tidbits here and there, because we talk sports in the morning, obviously. So you got to grab it for yourself, folks. If you or somebody in your family's a big sports fan, you got to have it. It's available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And if you look deeply into your radio, there he is, the very happy and giddy Atlanta Brave fan who can barely squeeze his head through the door, Dan Schlossberg. Good morning, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bob. You make me laugh. Looking forward to the Braves and Yankees in the World Series.
Oh, man, oh, man. You know, I sent you an email this morning. You probably saw it. Wouldn't it be great to see Rizzo saying Frederick to Freddie Freeman on the bases in the Fall Classic? That'd be something, huh?
Yeah, but this time he won't be pitching to him.
No, that's right. Boy, Braves red hot. Yankees are in a hot streak. And, well, we'll see what happens. There's a long way to go, but pretty cool thing nonetheless. Hey, by the way, before we get into the Windjammer Festival, we ought to take a peek at something else you wanted to bring up right off the top.
Yeah, we talked about Wildwood last week.
Yep.
And I got word that the Naval Air Station Wildwood Aviation Museum is celebrating the 25th anniversary Air Fest over Labor Day weekend. And what they're going to have, first of all, it's September 3rd to 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. Highlighting the weekend is an appearance by Greater Philadelphia Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen.
Ooh.
And presenters include a Tuskegee Airman, Dr. Eugene Richardson, Jr., and Alma Bailey Cadet, a nurse at Tuskegee, Alabama. Their presentation is going to take place at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 4th. Definitely go see it if you're in the Wildwood, Cape May area.
Yeah, that's going to be something special. I'm so glad you brought that to the table, because we just talked about that, as you say, just last week. All right, so this week our subject matter is the Windjammer Festival, which is, gee whiz, not too far away from us in Camden, Maine, and that's coming up September 3rd and 4th. This is a pretty special thing that happens every year, right?
Yes, it's the Maine Windjammer Association. Their entire fleet is going to show up that day. 9 different windjammers, all privately owned and operated. And by the way, this is the largest group of windjammers and schooners in the United States. It's going to be pretty special. And they have a great schedule, Bob, too. Starting on Friday, September 3rd, it's a silent auction underway at the Windjammer Association booth. Bidders vie to join the guests and crew on the fleet's boats for dinner Friday night.
Mm.
And the schedule also includes radio-controlled boat races in the harbor.
Oh, that's cool.
The start of build-a-boat construction.
All right.
And lobster hauling demonstration.
All right.
A treasure hunt and the nautical dog show.
Now, what
I don't know what that means, nautical dogs, but should be interesting. They also have a talent show that night, an outdoor concert. Going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, man, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a blast. And gee whiz, it's right around the corner, folks. Camden, Maine. Again, it's the Windjammer Festival that's going on. Boy, it sounds like there's as you mentioned, a lot of things going on, including the fact that you can get on board some of the other things that are going on, like the Camden Windjammer Festival Week Cruises. You can participate in the big parade, and there's a big talent show there. It sounds like a big festival, Dan.
But to me, the highlight is Saturday morning, September 4th, the lobster crate race. Contestants race across a line of crates trying to avoid falling into the harbor.
I would imagine.
And they also have the first fish relay race, another competition that has teams tossing slippery fish into a boat's hold and then racing a short course to finish.
Oh, man. That's worth the price of admission right there, don't you think?
I would think so, and I could just see Alan Fun setting the whole thing to music.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I mean, it's going on Friday, Saturday, September 3rd and September 4th. This is going to be a lot of fun. Late in the day, there are some build-a-boat teams that will test their boat's seaworthiness, and they'll race to win trophies and, of course, bragging rights. Man, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and if you're a history buff, you really need to get there early, because on the Camden Public Landing, starting at around noon on Friday, the windjammers all parade into the harbor, and Captain Jim Sharp, a local windjammer historian and expert, will provide running commentary on the history and glory of each vessel.
Oh, man, that does sound like a lot of fun. And, folks, if you want to find out more, looks like, according to your info, Dan, sailmaincoast.com probably has all the information that we would need, right?
That's one way to go. Another one is mainewindjammerfleet.com, or you could even call 800-807-WIND, W-I-N-D.
Which is usually a phone number reserved for Dan and myself, but that's another story for another time. But
right,
again,
that's all hot air, Bob.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So listen, there's a lot going on. If people probably should get there early. I would imagine this is a well attended event. So you got to get there
is.
Early, right?
It is definitely a well attended event. You should get there early. The best part, if it's free, it's for me, and it is free.
Ooh, how did we bury the lead on this? Wow.
Well, we saved the best for last.
Yeah.
But I just want to give you real quick the names of the boats, because they're really interesting.
Sure.
And I've been on the Heritage. That's one of the nine boats. Also, the Angelique, the American Eagle, J&E Riggin, the Landone, Louis R. French, Mary Day, Stephen Tabor, and Victory Chimes.
Ooh, very nice. You know, I think if I were going, what I would... love to see is the lobster crate race on Saturday. That sounds like a real highlight to me.
Especially if you got a lobster roll for dessert.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, this is going on, folks. Friday, September 3rd, and Saturday, September 4th. And once again, if you need to find out more, you can go to sailmaincoast.com. And Danny, one more time on the other website that you said we can take a peek at?
It's mainewindjammerfleet.com.
All right, so information is there, and folks, check it out. It's right around the corner in Camden, Maine. This sounds like a real fun festival. Nice way to wave bye-bye to summer, and again, that's coming up September 3rd and 4th. Danny, you're always bringing us some good stuff, a little off the beaten path, and we appreciate that. Good job, my man.
Bob, have a great vacation. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it, and go Braves, go Yankees, huh?
Very much so.
All right. Thanks, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg right there, folks. Travel Thursdays here at WLIS and WMRD.